And already we sense the power of God's Spirit just moving and surging in this place. And God's got a question for you today, and it's really a question that Jesus asked one time. We're going to look at that in a few minutes, but what do you need? What do you want? What do you need from me? Is what Jesus said, and I want you to be thinking about that today. What do you really need from Jesus? What is it that's lacking in your life? What is it that needs healing or fixing? Because I can't fix much of anything, especially not broken lives, but I know someone who can. His name is Jesus. So, amen? Yeah, that's good. Special welcome today to Pastor Tim and to the whole group from Stony Plain, right? And it's SOS, School of the Spirit. I'm getting better at this. I think this is the third year you guys have been here. And I know this is going to surprise you. I'm not going to speak real long today. There's a few things I want to just sort of say as introduction. Yeah. Are you saying that preachers are liars? Careful what you say. I didn't say how long. I didn't say I'm only going to speak for 15 minutes. I just said not too long. And I might have a whole different idea what that is than you do. I want to make sure, though, that we have enough time for ministry, and these guys specialize in that. And you know what? Truthfully, this stretches us. And sometimes we go, you know, you guys are a little different than us, or maybe a little more flamboyant. Can I use that word? But clearly, you love God. Yeah. Clearly, you love His Word. Amen. And we need to just be open to the Spirit and what the Spirit wants to do and how He wants to move among us. And we just bless you guys and are looking forward to the time of ministry and the time of just the God, you know, God moving and God answering that question today. What do you need from me? Yeah. What do you need from me today? Thank you. Yeah. Been looking. I want to preach for a little bit today. I want to share, you know, from God's Word because I think it fits in. I wouldn't have done it otherwise, but I just really believe that God was saying, here's a passage that you need to speak about for just a little bit because it fits in so well with this time of ministry. These guys specialize, by the way, in ministering, in praying for people, in praying for healing, in praying for whatever the needs are. They specialize. They do this regularly. We're learning more and more about that, but it's really it's an honor to have you guys here and to know that the Holy Spirit is going to distribute what He wants to distribute into our lives, right?
We love coming.
Good. It's too bad you live so far away. You could come every Sunday, but so Luke chapter 8, I'm going to just pray. I just feel a need to pray. So God, thank you that you're here in this place, and just open our hearts and open our minds and take away every obstacle, yeah. Take away our own mindset.
That's right.
Take away the guard. We just lower the guard today.
Yeah.
Take away the things that hinder us from being touched by you. You taught us last week that we need to come to you like little children. We need to be willing to be touched, and we need to be willing to sit on your lap and be blessed by you. And you're teaching us about that. So, Lord, take down the walls that keep us from you, that you are only at arm's length in our lives rather than us really putting our head on your chest and just hearing your heartbeat today. Thank you, God. I thank you for your word. And just pray, Lord, that your word will speak, that this will be truth, and that it will speak clearly into the lives of every single one of us. There isn't any one of us who doesn't need to hear this today.
Amen.
I thank you, Jesus, that you are the resurrected Lord.
Amen.
You didn't just die. You are raised from the dead, and you live. And because you live, I live. Because you live, we have the power of your resurrection. And that your church has been given the power to minister and to disciple and to bring the good news into all the world. So we have power because of your resurrection. We have power because you are the Lord of lords and the King of kings. We have power because you have taken complete victory over the enemy. Because you have crushed him under your feet. We have the power, God. And we just want to exert and enjoy and display the power of God as you've given it to us today. So thank you for your word. And just ask, Lord, that as we hear, we'll be hearing the voice of our shepherd today. Voice of our Jesus. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So for the last few Sundays, kind of in preparation for Resurrection Sunday, which is coming in just a few weeks, I've been looking at Luke chapter 18. on the premise that these are some of the last words that Jesus taught before he went to the cross. And that as he went to the cross, the message of Christ became even more important. He just wanted to get these last few important things out. He wanted to make sure that the people understood. He knew that his time was short. And so he tells some stories, and there's a few things that happen in Luke 18 and Luke 19. And it's some of the, I mean, it's some very vital teaching about pride, right? We talked about pride and how we shouldn't stand up and pray. You know, thank God I'm doing so well around here and so much better, at least, than some of these other folks. You know, that's that pride that sometimes really hinders our walk with God. Last week, the story about the little children who came to Jesus and how Jesus just welcomed the little children. He said, just come to me. And if you don't come to me like that, if you're not willing to be vulnerable, if you're not willing to humble yourself, you will never enter the kingdom of God. And all of this was Jesus preparing the church, preparing us for the fact that he was going to die, but he's going to be raised again. And I'm going to read the next part in Luke 18. Jesus again predicts his death. So he's teaching, and he's over and over again telling them, hey, guess what? I'm going to die. I want you to know, are you getting this? I'm going to die. They're going to kill me. They're going to hang me on a cross. But on the third day, I'm going to rise again. In the book of Luke, he says that at least 6 or 7 times. And he gives a paragraph here, and we start with that. So Jesus took the 12. I'm sorry, I should tell you where we're at. Luke 18, verse 31. Sorry. Jesus took the 12 aside, and he told them, we are going up to Jerusalem by the prophets. Sorry about that. Let me do it again. We are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be handed over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, spit on him, flog him, and kill him. And on the third day, he will rise. The disciples did not understand any of this. Like, I don't understand how they didn't understand. Like, I don't know how Jesus could have been any more clear. I am going to die. They are going to beat me. They are going to flog me. They are going to kill me. But disciples didn't get it. Its meaning was hidden from them, the scripture says. So, and they did not know what he was talking about. And then we get this story. And as Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And when he heard the crowd going by, he asked, what was happening? They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And he called out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. But those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet. And so he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and he ordered the man to be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? There's that question, right? What do you want me to do for you? Lord, I want to see, he said. And Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has healed you. Immediately he received his sight and he followed Jesus, praising God. And when all the people saw it, they also praised God. Amen? Yeah. Not a good word. I think we'd be praising God too, right? What an amazing story. What a story of the power of Jesus. A story of Jesus trying to prepare his disciples and saying, you know, it's not going to be long now. As a matter of fact, it's only going to be a little more than a week, because pretty soon Jesus goes into Jerusalem. Pretty soon it's going to be Palm Sunday. And it isn't going to be long. And he's going to be hanging on the cross. And he's very specific. He's very specific. He says, okay, guys, here's the stuff that's going to happen to me. You know, they're going to whip me. They're going to beat me. They're going to insult me. They're going to mock me. And then they're going to kill me. But then I'm going to rise from the dead. You get it? Remember this stuff, because you're going to need to know it in about a week, right? And then as soon as that happens, we get this amazing story, amazing teaching about the blind man who's sitting there, who must have been sitting there maybe for a good part of his life, and Jesus is coming by. And he's been, Mark tells us that it was Bartimaeus, that's his name. And he's sitting there, and he's been blind for years of his life. And he knows that something's going on. He knows that something's going on. Because the crowd, just like a parade, starts to troop on by, right? And he's sitting there, and he's used to being in that same little corner, always begging that same place. But there's a lot more commotion going on than normal. There's a lot of stuff happening, and he starts to ask the question, what's happening? So today we're going to talk about two questions and two exclamation marks, okay? The first is this question. He says, what's happening here? He's sitting down, and the crowd is going by, and can you imagine that? And Bartimaeus goes, hey, you know, he's blind. Anyone, what's going on? What's happening? I hear a lot of noise. There's a lot of people. What's happening? What's going on around here? I think that's a really good question. I think that's an awesome question. I think that's a question of the inquirer. It's a question of the person who says, I'm not sure about this Christ. I'm not sure about this Jesus. I'm certainly not sure about these Christians. But I want to know what's going on around here. Something's happening. Something. I don't know what it is. I can't see it. But I know. Here's what it is. I know something's going on. That's a really good question. And if you're in that place today, you're in a really good place. If you're in that place where you're going, I don't know what's going on, but I know something is. Something is happening. Something's happening. I want to know what it is. You're in a good place. That is the inquirer's question. When you go, you know, there's more to this life. There's way more to this life than what I thought. And these Christians, there's something about them. And this Bible and that Jesus that they talk about, I don't know what it is, but there's something about him, and I want to know more. That's where Bartimaeus, that's where the blind man was, right? I just want to know more. I don't want to miss out. Do you get that? That's really what he's saying. Don't let me miss out here. I don't want to. Something's happening. I don't want to miss out. Maybe you're feeling that way today. You don't want to miss out. You are, man, you are exactly in the right place. You couldn't be. You couldn't be in a better place because you're going to hear about it today. You don't want to miss out? Then don't leave. You know, don't. If suddenly you need to get a coffee or you need to smoke, just let those urges go by. You need to sit here. You need to hear what's going to happen today. Right? So that's the first question. First question is, what is happening here? What's going on? I don't want to miss out. The second thing we hear is that the crowds, particularly the leaders, Mark tells us, it's the leaders in the crowd. You know what they do? They go, shh, quiet. Can you please be quiet? Boy, that's Bartimaeus. He doesn't have any eyes, but he's got a big voice. And he is annoying. You know, shh, be quiet. You don't bother everybody. You're so loud and you're such a nuisance, right? So then that's an exclamation mark, right? Be quiet. I want you to know something. There's always going to be someone in your life shushing you. Yeah. And Doug, it's not me. I know I had to apologize yesterday for shushing a couple people, and I felt bad about it all day yesterday because I hate it. I hate it when someone goes shh. There's always going to be someone in your life shushing you. There's always going to be someone in your life trying to keep you quiet, trying to make you behave, trying to make you just don't cause a stir around here. We need a little decorum, okay? Everyone just behave themselves and act respectably. Shh, I want you to know that. But don't let the enemy steal your miracle. Don't let the enemy shoo. And here's a third thing. And again, it's an exclamation mark. So this is the second exclamation mark, where we're told that instead, blind Bartimaeus, or the blind man, he shouted all the more. Right? Woohoo! He shouted all the more. He said, Jesus! Jesus! He cried out Jesus' name. He shouted all the more. If someone's trying to make you quiet, silence you, shut you up, maybe it's time to just shout all the louder. Yeah? Right? I need you! I need you, Jesus! I need you, Jesus! These were the same, like, get this, these were the same leaders in the crowd who were shishing and who were rebuking. There's that word. They were using it last week, too. They were rebuking the mothers who brought their children. Get these little children away from Jesus. What's the matter with you? Right? Don't listen to that. Instead, shout all the louder. I need you, Jesus. I'm telling you, I am not leaving. I am not leaving this corner. I am not leaving this place, and I am not going to shut up. And I don't care how many times you tell me to shut up, I am not going to until I get what I came for. Amen? Yeah? Yeah. Don't leave today. Don't leave today until you get what you came for. Don't leave today until you've come to Jesus and you've asked him for what you need. Don't leave. Don't let anyone just shoosh you out. Don't let your watch, you know, I got an appointment at 11:30. Man, you're making the biggest mistake of your life if you do that. And this blind man, I don't know if you noticed, this blind man, you hear what he said? He said, "Son of Jesus, son of David. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me," which is a messianic statement. It's a messianic statement. Jesus is the son of David. David was promised 1,000 years earlier that his throne would last forever, that God made a covenant with David saying that out of you and from your tribe will come the Savior who will be Christ the Lord. Right? And here's the blind man. He knows it. He gets it. He's been sitting there blind for a long time. He's blind, but he's not dumb. Right? He has clearly, he's clearly heard who this Jesus is. He didn't know it was Jesus at first. He thought maybe it was just a parade. You know, maybe there was just a big party going on. But when he was told, oh, it's Jesus, Jesus is saving, is walking by. He clued in. He goes, oh, I know who this is. This is the Son of David. And he's not going to walk by me without me calling out his name. Right? So here's the message. That's the third part, right? It's an exclamation mark. Cry out to Jesus. And cry out all the louder. There's always going to be, and you know this is true, there's always going to be someone in your life who's going to try to get you to tone it down a bit. Come on, don't get overly religious. Well, you know, it can be your husband, it can be your sister. I know people who are really close with their sister, and they go, I'm going to Bible study tonight, and you go, oh, come on, just let's go shopping. Don't go crazy. Don't be going crazy with all this religion stuff. This Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I'm going to put a bumper sticker on my car. Oh, well, don't be doing that. Then everyone's going to know when you drive, you know. There'll always be, here's the message, there's always going to be someone trying to turn your volume down, right? Always. You know it. You have those people in your lives. Maybe it's your husband who doesn't believe. Maybe it's a sister. Maybe it's at work. And sometimes we've got to be careful, but yeah. Or maybe it's at church. Yeah. Oh, sure, go there. Sure, go there. Maybe it's at church that they're trying to turn the volume down, right? Man, we have so much to get excited about. Don't you agree? We have so much to praise God for. He has delivered me from my sins. He has saved me from the life I was in. He has put me on a place that I would never dreamt I ever would be. He has restored my life. And if I don't cry out, the rocks will, right? If I don't cry out, the rocks are going to cry out. Yeah. Honestly, is that as good as we can do? Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! He saved me. I've been redeemed. I'm no longer that old man anymore. Satan doesn't hold me under his thumb anymore. Yeah. Shh. Quiet, guys. Woo-hoo! Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah. So then one last thing. And this is the last question. And this is Jesus' question. And it's a question I asked you earlier already. When Jesus heard the man, and he knew that the man had faith because he had addressed Jesus as a son of David, when Jesus heard the man, he came up to the man and he said, "What can I do for you? What do you need? Because I'm here," this is Jesus speaking, "I'm here to give you what you need. I'm here to provide what you need to be provided. What do you need? You just think about how amazing that scene must have been. That with all those prominent people and the whole crowd of them, that Jesus stopped them all. And he walked over to the blind man and he said, and he probably shook his hand. He says, "I am Jesus. You know, what can I do for you?" My friends, that's the question today. What can I do for you? What can Jesus do for you today? Maybe you need hope and you haven't had hope for a long time. Maybe there's some sickness in your life. You need that to be just gone. You need it gone. What do you need? Maybe it's an addiction. Maybe it's something simple like a home. I don't know. I shouldn't say simple because I'm not sure. I think all of this is simple for God. He can raise the dead, right? So he can do whatever he wants to do. But I want you to ask yourself the question today, what is it that you need from God? What is it? Is it in your family? Is it in broken relationships? Is it your loneliness? You need a friend. You just need to feel that the love of God today and feel his arms around you. What do you need? Because the Savior is asking you that same question today. And he's doing it through our brothers and sisters here from Stony Plain. What do you need? What do you need from Jesus today? Let's pray. God, I thank you that you are such an amazing, loving Father, that you want to supply all our needs, and that you make that question and you make that offer for us today. What do we need? What do we need from you? And there are some of us here today, we've come in this place and we're broken, and there is no government office that can give us what we need. There's no schoolroom and no education that can give us what's lacking or what's missing in our life. The only one who can touch that place deep inside of us is you. And I thank you, Jesus, that you are in this room. I thank you, Jesus, that you're willing, more than willing, to come to us and to do exactly that. So, Lord, we just turn to you and ask you, God, to do the wonders that you do. I pray that you will be with the one that's lonely or the one who's lacked hope or the one who's struggling in the darkness of depression or addiction or whatever it is, God. Thank you, Jesus, that you care and that you do all of this because of your amazing love for us. You love us so much. So, God, have your way here today. We pray this in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Praise you, Jesus. I'll get the students to come up here and stand with me. Can we all stand for a second? This is what I want you to do. If you're comfortable with it, fine. If not, do it anyway. I want you to turn to your right. Stand. Now, I want you to put your hands on that person's shoulder and give them a massage right now. Massage. Students, up here. Straight line here. Oh, you never end. How's it feel? Does it feel good? Now turn the other way and give the other... And go, aww. Oh, my. Okay, that's enough now. I tell you, one of the things, students, you can stay here, just keep a nice straight line, but come up really close, not back there. We don't apologize. You can sit down now. We don't apologize for the fact that we get excited about the presence of God. We get excited about the fact that we get to travel all over this province and just showing the love of God and the presence of God and also the blessing of God. And I want you to know that there's a blessing for you today, that there's love for you today, that there is something more for you today. All you have to do is just okoyama, allow your anointing to mix with our anointing, and there will be explosion. Somebody in this house has got to agree with me in Jesus' name. He's here for you today. The Holy Spirit is here, and all you have to do is receive it. If you have never received it before, oh, today. I tell you, we do not apologize. We know that we carry the anointing of God. That's not a prideful thing, but we know that He that is in us is here for you today. Oh, we're going to call some people out, and we're going to minister to them. I even said to a few already, I want you to know God's going to pinpoint some people. We believe in prophecy. We believe in words of knowledge. We believe in the doctrine of the laying on of hands. We believe the Apostle Paul wasn't a liar when he said, I can't wait to get to you because I want to impart a good gift in Jesus' name. Anybody with me on this side? This side too. Hallelujah. So I want you to know, if you open your heart today, I like what your pastor said. I mean, he just set it up. He set it up. He set the stage. I tell you, don't leave this place in Jesus' name. Just take all that there is. Take your hands out with me right now in Jesus' name. Put your hands up with me right now. Take it. Just this simple. How come we complicate this? Just this simple, I receive. Just this simple, I receive. Yeah, but you don't know my stuff. Forget your stuff. Just receive. Because if you allow the power of God to come, the love of God to come, the presence of God to come, He will your stuff. Your stuff. He'll blast your stuff. He'll take care of it. Do you agree with me? He'll take care of it. In Jesus' name. We're going to call out a few people and we're going to prophesy over you. And then after that, we're going to call out some words of knowledge. I'll explain to you what it is after. Right now, it's just going to be prophetic. God has showed some people up here. I love it when the students come and say, I got something for somebody. Don't you love that? My job's done. Thanks for doing it. I'll pass the mic back to them. I walk around, and some people think I've got ADD, but your pastor does that too. I thought, yeah, thank you.
I said, I probably have ADD too.
That just confirms how I'm feeling. I walked by this gentleman right here, and I just couldn't get past it. As soon as I saw him, the Holy Spirit said to me, he's coming into a season that's going to be over the top. Everybody's looking, who is it? He's coming into a season that's going to be so over the top. There's people that are going to be set free. People are going to just go come to know Jesus because of his heart. Somebody's writing this down. I'm sure students are writing this down. And I want you to know that's you. And I know that it's going to accelerate and increase over this next season. And the power of the Spirit of God is going to flow through you. And people are going to be set free and delivered in Jesus' name. Set free and delivered because of this man of God in Jesus' name. Would you stand up? Would you stand up? What's your name? Rick? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I tell you right now that if you think that he has been holding back at all in any way, it's not going to happen. I tell you, he is going for it in Jesus' name. And he is going to see people. He's going to see people that have... I see you speaking into darkness and the light coming in Jesus' name. The light coming in Jesus' name. Students, you got something. You run down here and you let her rip. Two or three of you. This is Cheryl.
Hi. What I saw about you was that, just as Pastor Tim was talking about, that there was a fire. I saw you with the sword. I saw you with the sword of the Spirit, and you were doing warfare against the enemy's camp. You were doing warfare for those who are broken and destitute and don't have a voice. And you were crying out in the desert, and you were saying, no more, in Jesus' name, no more. I just see you just on fire for God, and you're taking back what the enemy has stolen out of people's lives. And I just declare that over you, that that's going to increase more and more over your life, in Jesus' name.
I see territory being cleared out. Territory being cleared out. Just cleared out. I tell you, the darkness is going to recede, and you're not going to stop where you felt, hey, is this going to happen before? The word is encouragement for you today. Don't you quit. You keep going for it in Jesus' name.
You've been waiting a long time, and you've been frustrated. You've been crying out for the things of the Lord. You've been crying out for deeper things, that God would come and God would answer the cries. Well, I'm telling you today that God has heard your prayer, and I've seen a lightning bolt literally coming down from heaven. And it's going to be a lightning bolt of revelation that's going to strike you, and it's going to open up new avenues and new levels of things in the Spirit for you. You're going to start to see things. Your eyes are going to be closed, but God's going to open your heart and start to reveal to you the deep secret things of the Lord. And He's going to speak to you, and He's going to speak into your heart, and you're going to start to proclaim and declare and prophesy those things that God has put into your heart. I'm telling you, today is a beginning of something great for your life today, in Jesus' name.
Whoa. I don't know. I think this is a good word. Amen. This is our youngest student. We mother and father her just a little bit, but that's okay. After Lorraine, no more. Okay? That's enough.
I just see that you have a father's heart and a pastor's heart, and you're just going to love the people that are broken. You're going to love the people that other people can't get to. You know, you're going to know what to say to them. You're going to know what they need, and you're going to be able to pastor them into coming into the kingdom.
And you're going to be a great influencer for the people in this congregation. You're going to be a role model, and you're going to encourage people. Come along with me. It's fun. It's not as hard as you think.
Are you doing good? We wrote it out, too, so you're going to get that. You can pray over it. Everybody, reach out to him right now. Thank you, Lord, for this fireman. Fire of God. Just bless his coming in and his going out. And I thank you, Lord. I can't get past their souls. Coming into the kingdom, souls. You've done a lot of seeding with others. You've done a lot of seeding. You've done a lot of watering. I tell you, it's harvest time. It's harvest time. Just receive it now in Jesus' name. If you agree and in any way, can you say amen? Amen. Amen. Bless you, man. Bless you. I got two mics now. Watch out. Whoa. I looked at this young man, and as soon as I saw this young man, I knew that I had to call him out. What's your name? Hi, Matthew. Do you want to stand? Oh. I told him earlier, I says, I think God's got a word for you. And he kind of went, huh? You know what this is about, what we're doing? Do you? You ever been prophesied over before? You don't think so? Hey, isn't that cool? It's his first one. Ah. I believe there's a call in your life. Okay? I believe that God wants to use you. I believe that God is already beginning to formulate messages inside of your belly. And they're going to come forth, and I'm not talking 10 years down the road. I'm talking maybe even they're started already, but they're going to begin to come forth. And you know what? You're not going to be able to keep your mouth shut. He's going to begin to flow in the Holy Spirit. I think the gifts of the Spirit are going to flow through him. The prophetic word is going to flow through him. I believe words of knowledge are going to flow through him. I believe that he is going to he's going to be traveling here and there, and God's going to use you. Young people need a voice, and I tell you, if the old people don't do it, the young people will do it in Jesus' name. Oh, you feel good? Yeah, me too.
I just seen you in the potter's hand. I just seen him with his hands upon you on the inside, and he's just forming you, and he's making you, and he's calling you into such a great destiny. He's already set you aside for a purpose and a plan that he has for your life. And I'm telling you, you know what? The softness of your heart is enough, and that's all he wants is just your heart, so that he can take you and he can just mold you and make you into anything that he wants. There's a wonderful destiny, and he said there's a calling for you, and that's, I see the same thing. There's a calling on your life. So you're really soft, and you're pliable in the hands of the Lord. So just let him, you know, just go against all of the peer pressure and say, you know what? No, I can't do that. I've got a call in my life. I've had a word from the Lord, and God has spoke to me, and he has said that I have a destiny, and I have a plan, and I have something greater in this life that he wants to do with me. And comes with that is a great power and a great responsibility. So God wants to give you that, and he wants to form you and shift you into a new level of things in the Spirit. So read the Word of God. Let it go into you like a seed, and let it germinate, and let it grow, because he wants to speak volumes of destiny into you.
Was there somebody yet? Oh, come on.
During worship, I saw you, and basically whatever Pastor Tim was saying is what I saw to you. I just saw that God was just going to use you in your generation and raise you up and let you be a leader for your generation, and that you will have favor with man and with God, and that you're just going to be able to lead the people, you know, young guys your age and stuff, into the things of God and lead them into the ways of righteousness and holiness, and you're just not going to back down.
No, that is powerful, because as you were saying that, I saw you, and people are coming, young people are coming around you, and they're coming at you in this direction, and you're saying, no, back off. Somebody else is coming from your other direction, and you know it's the Spirit of God, and you're saying, yes, in Jesus' name, you're going to make right decisions and help other people to make right decisions, in Jesus' name. I think that you're going to have clarity in regards to the things of the Spirit, and it's going to be a powerful thing. Is this your mother? What do you think? We got the thumbs up. I love it. Oh, don't you sit down. Just come on up. Everybody reach out to him. Everybody say fire. Fire on him. Fire. Watch out. I hope you get scary. In Jesus' name. Bless him. Hallelujah. You see, this is why we need it so desperately in the church. We need to build up. We need to edify people. We need to encourage people. Mom, do you feel like... Oh.
Tell me. say something more.
Since, all over her.
Since he was born, I knew that he was a leader.
Say it again.
Since he was born, I knew that he was a leader.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't that choke you up a little bit? Because we know that it's God that's speaking. Especially if it comes from a mother that has been praying and crying out for God and saying, oh, use my children. I mean, I get pretty excited about these kinds of things. Are you the father? Right there. Do you know that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree? And before the day is out, we're going to prophesy over you. Don't leave. There's a good word for everybody in the house. The students are saying, oh, how long? No, there will be a good word for you. So don't leave. That's why I like what your pastor said, is that there's something for you today to receive. Turn to somebody and say, there's something for you today. Something for you today. Something. Any doubt right now, just cast that into the wind. Any doubt right now that you cannot receive is a lie from the devil, the enemy. He doesn't want you. He wants you to stay in a state of... You fill it in. And there's freedom in this house. I feel it. A little earlier, I started to feel it. Your pastor was preaching, and I began to feel it, that freedom's coming to this place in Jesus' name in a greater way. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So what does your heart say?
Rejoice.
I've been doing a study on Heidi Baker and Roland Baker, and they're in Mozambique. And they've started over 10,000 churches. And you know what their mindset is? Their heart set is? They just...
Love.
Love. Oh, come on, Tim. Isn't there more than that? There always is. But they go into places and they just bring the presence and the love of God.
Amen.
Let me tell you one story. Heidi Baker tells a story about going into this tribe. She walks in, and all she says is, "Bring your sick." And in this circle, in this tribe, all the sick are around. That's all she says, "Bring the sick." She's standing in the middle. Islamic fundamentalists, radical jihadists are standing on one side. And they're there with machetes. They're going to kill her. Just flat out kill her. She just stands. Doesn't say a word. On the other side of her are witch doctors, and they're rattling everything you can think of. They're rattling because they're come to get her. And then on the other side are mockers. They come and they're just mocking her, cursing. Now you listen, listen. She just stands there. Just stands there. Just the presence and the love of God flows from her. Not a word. All of a sudden, everybody is down and on their face on the ground. Everybody. Those fundamentalist Islamic radicals all of a sudden are making a lineup to receive Jesus. The witch doctors are throwing all of their paraphernalia onto the ground and also receiving Jesus. I mean, that has got to be God, amen, because they were so demonized. Set free, receiving Jesus, and the mockers, guess what? They're starting to raise their hands and going, "Hallelujah, hallelujah." And they were mocking before, in Jesus' name. And all of the individuals in the middle, 100% of those individuals that came for healing, received their healing in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a hand. So she travels into tribes and she says, "Give me your sick." She has almost got 100% success as far as deafness. She'll come in and give me your death. They get healed, and the whole tribe comes forward and says, "We want this Jesus that can do that in Jesus' name." I tell you today, all you need is the presence of God. All you need is the love of God. I want you to know that you don't have to have anything else except love. You just go in love and let the presence of God come, and all of the supernatural things will follow in Jesus' name. If you agree with me, say amen.
Amen.
Oh, it's pretty exciting. But don't let any thought come to you right now and say, "Not me. Got too much stuff. Not me. God never do that for me." Well, that's a lie for the pit. That's a lie. But God wants to use every single person in this room, and you have to decide in your heart, will you be one of those? Will you be one of those? And what, you know what I say? And I say to the students, "Yeah, we will." So we don't apologize. We go, and we believe that the anointing is available for you today in this place. If you've never heard of it, I still encourage you to go through it. Where's he going now? We're going to do a fire tunnel. We're just going to make two lines up front. And we're going to just ask you, if you will, you'll miss out if you don't do it. This challenge. We're going to lay hands on you. The students are going to lay hands on you, and they have the anointing. And there will be a flow of the anointing of God to you. The more of the anointing that you bring up, the more of the anointing will come from us. That's why I call out certain people, because the anointing attracts the anointing. The anointing attracts the anointing. The anointing attracts the anointing. I looked at her, and the anointing was all over her. You're coming into a season where the anointing is going to increase, and you are not going to be able to stop laying hands on people. You are going to lay hands on people, and they are going to be set free in Jesus' name. It's a powerful thing, this woman of God right here in Jesus' name. The anointing attracts the anointing, and then there's explosion in Jesus' name. Who agrees with me? Students, one more. Get her, somebody. Where's the other mic? Sarah? We probably don't. Oh, we need one.
Yeah.
You notice that he looked at me just a little bit? Well, I want you to understand this. We can put a demand on the anointing. Sometimes we don't think we have anything, and this is for some of you in here. Sometimes you think you got nothing cooking, but you do. But what you need to do is take a risk. That's what faith is, R-I-S-K. Take a risk and step out. He'll open his mouth, and the prophetic word will flow. And it's not just because that's just the way it is. I know him. If he's going to preach, he'll prophesy. So, what's your name? Hi, Susanna. Do you want to stand? Oh, she's awesome.
Susanna, this morning I just want to declare the word of the Lord to you, and I just want you to realize that you're a daughter of the King. I want you to realize that you're going to walk in kingdom power and in his principles. I want you to recognize that you are very powerful in the Spirit of God, and that the Lord is your strength, the Lord is your shield, the Lord is your buckler, the Lord is your right guard and your rear guard, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. I just really want to declare to you in this next season, as you fix your eyes on the Lord, as you fix your eyes on the Lord and his sufficiency, as you come into his presence more and more, spend more time in his word, spend more time in prayer, you're going to receive a greater revelation of who the Lord is. This is about the ministry that the Lord wants to give to you. It's about who the Lord is. It's who the Lord is. Right? So I don't want to say in any way, shape, or form you're not doing that now, but I just want to really encourage you to press in to know the Spirit of the living God, because he's going to be all over you, and he's going to be all over your ability to speak into the need of the people that you know, that you love and you care for, because God has the answer, but you're the answer, right? God has the answer through us, right? That's how we minister, right? So I just really want to declare that over you today.
Yeah. Awesome. Amen. One more.
I just saw you bowing before the Lord, and you were crying out to him to give you a new direction and a purpose. And I really sense that the Lord is going to just really pour that into you. He's going to lead you, and he's going to guide you. I just saw you, like, just asking for his direction, and he will do that. And I just sense that his love for you is so deep, and it's so wide, and it's so high, and it's so long. And I see also a door that's been shut or is going to be shut, but God's going to open up a new door for you. And just do not be afraid, because you're going to walk into that new realm where he has you. And he's got you in the palm of his hand, and he has not forgotten you, he's not forsaken you, and he is leading you and he's guiding you. And I just sense his supernatural love, his wonderful, bountiful love towards you. And it's so great, it's so vast, and it's so wide.
Yeah. So the gifts of the Spirit are in you. That's where you're not going to be able to keep your mouth closed. You're going to even try to keep it closed, but you're not going to be able to, and it's going to begin to flow. I see the prophetic flow through you, and I see you, words of knowledge. I see God using you, but it's time for you to step. That's where the one door is going to begin to open in regards to you having opportunity to do that, and it's going to be a lot of fun to do that in Jesus' name. Would you agree with it? Awesome. She does. Reach out to her. Father, I thank you for her. And I thank you, Lord, for this season that she's coming into. And I thank you, Lord, she's not going to hold back. I thank you, Lord, she's going to get a Holy Ghost itch where she's not going to be able to sit in her pew. She's going to have to rise up and take her place in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a hand. Give the Lord a hand. So what we're going to do is we're going to call out words of knowledge for healing. A word of knowledge is where the Holy Spirit downloads into us people that have a condition. Okay? We might feel it. We might have pain in certain parts of our body, and we'll call that out because there'll be somebody in the church that has that pain. We might just say it. It just comes out. We can feel it. We can say it. We might even have it. Some people even have it written over the person's forehead, something, a condition. Now, if you have the condition, why don't you build faith in us and stand if you have the condition? If you don't stand, it doesn't build faith in anybody. You know,
nah, maybe it's not me. Maybe it's not quite me. If you have, if it's even close to that area, stand, because it builds faith in everyone. And then I'm going to go through the whole group first, and they're going to call out words of knowledge. No more than probably two or three for each person. Okay? And then after that, we're going to pray for you to receive. Sometimes people receive their healing just when the condition is called out, just when they stand. They receive healing. If you feel anything positive happening with your healing when you're standing, we'll get you to wave one hand. If at any time you feel that you're 80% or better, then I want you to do this. Do you know why? Because every stage builds faith in us. Okay? The Holy Spirit many times will take you through a process where you might be 20%, 30%, 40%. You get to 80%, you wave both hands, and then faith rises up even more. Whatever it might be, maybe it's depression, maybe it's heaviness, maybe that will be called out. If you've got any of those things, be free today. Receive your healing. We see people receive their healing. We were at a Randy Clark conference here just a few weeks ago in Leduc. And he's an international individual. He was effective in the Toronto airport deal. But we were there. A lot of the students were there. We were there for 3 days. In 3 days, there was over 360 healings in the place. Hallelujah, 360. And we got him to lay hands on us. We believe in the impartation. We believe that it flows from one person to another. I tell you, I took his anointing. I tell you, I took the impartation. And we don't say that to brag, but we took it in Jesus' name. But then we have the responsibility to do what? Use it. And we're going to use it today. After all of this, after we stand and go through it all, if you still have a little bit of residue, whatever it might be, then I want you to make sure after the fire tunnel, as we open the altars, that you come and say, got a little bit, just a little residue. Can you give me a last shot?
Oh, sorry.
Last shot. Raise your hand if you're with me on this. Okay, I got some over there. Oh, boy, I got lots of you. Hallelujah. So we're going to call them out. But before we do that, you got to bear with us now. I want to play one worship song so that you can set yourself to receive. Okay? I want to play one worship song. So what you need to do is this. Get me ready. Okay? Get me ready. Just let the anointing come. And then when we call out words of knowledge, your anointing and my anointing, our anointing, are going to, and something's going to happen. But you have to agree with this. If you don't agree, you're toast. If you don't agree. See, you have to agree. There's such a touch for you today, it's just overwhelming. Whoa. Just receive. Okay? Worthy. Let's stand together. Go ahead. Just receive it now. From the bottom of your toes to the top of your head. Let the anointing come now. Let the presence of God come. We can turn that up pretty good. The presence of God is here for you and for me. Don't let anything hold you back. I don't care what you came in here with. Let it come now. Let it come now. all through your body. Oh, take, fill it, Lord, fill this place. Fill this place, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, more, 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 more. With fire. More anointing. Oh, yeah. Let it come. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. Just focus on Him. Focus on Him now. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. You're awesome today. You're awesome today. Let them know now. You're awesome today. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we receive it. We receive your presence, Lord. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. We just live for the presence, because out of the presence is the fullness of every aspect of ministry. Joy. Oh, yeah. Power. Okay, students, I have to always back you back up here. Come right up on up to the chairs. Going to start from this end. If you have the condition, I want you to stand, build faith in us. And I'm going to get Randy to go through it.
So we're going to start calling out words of knowledge. And if you have the symptom or you're close to it or whatever, we want you to stand up if it's you or even somebody you know. Because sometimes it can be for somebody that's not even in the service, but you know that this person has that condition. So it's really important, because you can stand in proxy for that person. God's arm's not short concerning his promises. So you know what? When he speaks a word, we've seen it happen where he's called out a name and somebody's going, they're in the church, but they're not here. And called out the name, literally the first and last name, so which is really cool. So it's a word for, you know, you guys are going to know it. So if it's for you and you feel the presence of the Lord coming on you when we call this thing out, we want you to stand up. And if you feel any heat or electricity or something different in your body, a tingling or whatever, just something different than what you have, we want you to just take one hand and just wave it. So we know that God is touching you, and the congregation knows that God is touching you. So it's a testimony to Jesus, I'm telling you, when you do that. If you feel that this issue, whatever it is, you're being healed over 80% or 80% or better, be it whatever your item is, we want you to take your hands and we want you to wave both hands at any time. If someone is being touched and the fire of God is coming, if it's not even called out and God starts to fall upon you and you feel the heat of the Lord on some part of your body and you feel that you're 80% better, we want you just to get up and just do it. We want you to just wave your hands and at any point, okay? But if you're getting touched, if something that's being called out, do that. Get up, and if you feel like you're being touched, raise one hand. Let us know. If it's 80%, let us know with both hands. So we're going to give the Lord the glory, and we're just asking the Holy Spirit to come and just to start to minister. And I believe he's already doing that. He's already in this place, and he's already coming, and he wants to touch you guys. So just receive, believe. The Bible is full of healings, and so just receive it in Jesus' name.
The word of knowledge that I got was actually issues of the heart. So if that's you and you're standing up, I'd like you to put your hand over your heart and receive that healing.
So anybody got a heart issue, stand up, please. Don't waste any time. Just go ahead and get up.
Yeah, that's fine. Any other heart conditions?
It can be an emotional heart issue as well.
I just feel like someone has pain in the top front part of their teeth. Or it could be the bottom too, but I feel it in the top. So if that's you, just stand up and receive your healing.
Remember now, if you start being feel that something's happening, we want you to wave your hand. We've got one hand over here. Thank you, because we want the people to know. We want us to know. It encourages us. And God is doing something in the house. So don't be scared to do that. We want to see God touching.
we want to see this, you know. So, but we want to see a hand that we know that God is touching someone here.
Yeah, I want to call out a sharp pain right here in your lower back on the left-hand side, right above your hip. When Tim was calling out words of knowledge, that we were going to call out words of knowledge, that just came right away, and then it left shortly after. So if that's you, and you've got a pain right here in the lower back and by your left hip, then I'd just like you to stand up right now.
Mine is a bit different. It's an emotional healing that I feel is needed. When we were in the prayer room this morning, God showed me how much of a house of refuge this is. Mm-hmm. It is already, but it's nothing of what you're going to see. But he also said it's going to take every one of you here to bring the people in. And I felt then that God was telling me, but there's such a spirit of fear on the people here, fear to go out and spread the gospel. Doesn't matter who you are, whether you've come from the street, whether you've been here forever, God wants to take that fear away from you. So if there's anyone that feels that fear, please stand.
I got pain in the right knee, and also that God wanted to hear someone heal someone's hearing.
Thank you, Jesus.
I also sense like a tightness, a real tightness in the chest area, like almost where the sternum area is, like where between the breastbone there. That's what I felt. And I also felt like there was also somebody with a lower back also issue, like lower back, and there was pain there. And somebody with debilitating headaches, like migraine headaches or something like that. So if anybody has that, would you please stand up?
Thank you, Lord. God is.
Mm-hmm. I got a few things, and you guys may be standing already, but I got arthritis was the first one. And sort of like a gastrointestinal issue in your abdominum or your lower stomach.
I got the knees again, but I felt it in both knees. There's a hand there.
Yeah.
You're raising your hand now.
Yeah, your hands. There's an
there's two hands going up right over there. There's two hands.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Got another one. Hallelujah.
Pray.
I've got a few of them here, actually. I was just waiting just for everybody else. I got a broken heart. I really did get somebody that just has a broken heart, and it's just has such a deep sadness on the inside, even to a point of desperation that God just needs to touch them today. And I believe that there was a lady sitting right over here, and I think it was for her. I don't know where she went.
You can put your hands down for a moment.
I've also got a concussion, dizziness. Somebody's got dizziness. You stand up and there's just this disorientation a bit. And I don't know if it was a concussion of you falling.
There's one over there.
Falling down or something, got something nailed you in the head. The Lord is going to touch you today. I also have somebody's just been praying for their brother. You really have a concern for your brother. You really have a deep concern for your brother. And
there's
just some issues going on in his life. And you guys really have been just pressing in for him. And God is going to speak to you about that today. I had a stomach issue also. A right eye, a cornea. I don't know if it's a cornea replacement. But somebody's got a right eye issue and it's just bothering you. And maybe you need surgery. Maybe there's something.
Right eye.
Okay.
Okay, one more.
One more. Pharmaceutical drugs. You want to get off these drugs. These things are just killing you. Whether you like it or not, they're killing you. You've got them because you're on, you know, you've got conditions. But these conditions are not going to work they're not going to go away with these pharmaceutical drugs. Jesus is going to take these drugs away from you and heal your body. Okay, so we're going to believe that today.
I believe there's some people that are also going to come through the fire tunnel and they're going to get a healing touch as they come through the fire tunnel, through that anointing. Amen. Randy, pray for everyone. and then see what happens.
Hallelujah. So I want you to wave your hand, you guys. Don't forget, if God is touching you right now, wave one hand.
Wave one
hand. We want to see that.
There's hands there. God's touching them over there.
Pastor, one hand. Like,
Pastor, look and see.
We want to see them all over the place.
Over there, over there, over there.
If he's touching you 80% or more, wave both hands.
Okay.
Wave both hands.
There's two hands over here. There's two hands over
here.
Hey,
come on.
There was one.
Praise God.
Two hands back here.
Thank
too.
You, Lord. There's another one here in the front.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just wave hands.
Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is doing a work in this house today. He's healing people. He's healing
people.
Okay, now
pray for the one hand.
Father, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you are present in this house to heal all who are sick and oppressed of the enemy in Jesus' name. So, Father, we just declare the word of the Lord over these people. We thank you, Lord, that your arm is not short concerning your people. You said that if two agree is touching anything, that it'll be done for us, that our Father in heaven be glorified. We just declare healing right now on every person represented in this house this morning. And Father, we give you the glory.
Receive it now.
And we ask that the fire of God
receive
would
it.
Fall right now. Now, feeling any heat, any electricity, anything coming into your body, give us a way
receive
we need
it.
To see God moving
now,
in this
check
place.
Now, check it out. Check it out. If you can check it
yes,
out, whatever
Lord.
It is, check
yes,
it out.
Yes, Lord.
Check it out.
Yes, Lord. There's a two-hander.
I got a two-hander.
80%.
We got a two-hander.
You got a two-hander. We got a couple two-handers.
Come on. We can
thank
get
you, Lord. Holy
this.
Spirit, we bless you. We bless you, Lord, for what you're doing. We bless you.
There was a two-hander over there. There was a two-hander over
there. We thank you, Lord.
There was a two-hander
back
there.
Be glorified
there.
In this
That's
house,
three.
Lord, this morning.
More. Just
thank you,
it.
Lord.
Just
thank
it.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
But remember
Hallelujah.
Now.
Hallelujah.
Remember now.
Thank you, Lord.
We're not finished. We'll go through the fire tunnel. You get some more.
Yes.
We'll have ministry up here afterwards, and you still have some residue. Get some more again. Don't leave this place without going out of this place totally free. You know, if you're suffering from addiction right now in Jesus' name,
yes.
just receive that breakthrough right now for you to be able to come against it in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Just receive
Amen.
That right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus'
And
name.
I just sense there's somebody here, too, that just really hasn't made a choice for Jesus, that Jesus would come into your heart and set you free. That just don't go today because this is the day of salvation. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. There's an opportunity for you to receive Christ today. So don't leave because glory is just outside that door. I'm telling you, it's here and it's where it starts. So if you need salvation, you want to give your life to the Lord, you come and see the pastor, you come and see one of us, and we'll definitely lead you in a prayer of salvation. Real easy, greatest thing you've ever done in your entire life. So don't miss it.
Okay, once again, give me the two-handers. Everybody look.
Come on,
two-hander
let's get some more
right
here.
There. Give the Lord a hand for
Thank
that
you,
one.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Got some at the back, too, there.
Give me
Thank
another
you, Lord.
Two-hander
Thank you, Lord.
Right here.
Thank you, Lord.
Give the Lord
Thank
a
you,
hand.
Lord. There's two more
another
at the back.
Here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Now, you got to let everybody know at one point or another, even
yes.
today. Let people know.
Come on.
As far as what God has done.
Thank you, Lord.
So the students are going to make two lines up here, and I want you to feel free. By the way, do you agree with me that there is such a thing as the doctrine of laying on of hands? Who agrees with me? Well that's encouraging. So I want you to know, if you go through the fire tunnel, you're going to get a deposit, an anointing. I pray that there's Heidi Bakers in this place, that you walk into a tribe somewhere, even in Canada, that you walk into the place and all of a sudden, the power of God hits the place. So freely come and receive. Freely come and receive. I've got some music right now that's got a little bit of dance in it. So if you want to dance through, that's fine. Whatever way you want to do. We're going to start on that end. The team has got the two lines going. Oh, where's Sheldon? Is he still here? Okay, we'll get him up here afterwards. Make two lines and go way down that way so that they've got room over here to do whatever. Students, go way down that way. Now, I want you to start on that side, and I want you to go through. Pastor, would you help us? Thank you. Anybody else you choose to come with you? Thanks, Tim. Tim's going to get a finished touch in regards to that leg, too. Okay? Settled. So, but you can't go through yet because you have to stand in the end and give some away. Everybody stand with me now. Come on. Okay. For the next couple of minutes, as this song starts, I just want you to get this the feel. Okay. We're ready, and we can turn that up. Give it a minute before you start coming. Why don't you clap with me? With us, turn that up now. Way up. You'll love this song. Something's getting ready to happen. A little louder. Thanks. Just hang with me in the end here. Oh, yeah. Come on now. Let the anointing come. Oh. Give the Lord a shout. Oh. Yeah. 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 Oh. Oh. Fire. Yes. Here we go. Thank you.
Praying in Asia.